swelling reasonable in the wrist? Is it a manageable scenario for you?
Yeah, I mean, really just doing what the training staff's telling me, and then taking it day by day, and be ready to go.
So you think you could go?
Yeah.
How limited then are you? What are your concerns? Is it handoffs or taking a shotgun snap? What are your limitations?
I mean, I'm practicing, so just did the walkthrough, and I mean, I don't have any concerns, so I'm just ready to get back playing, ready to go.
Have you ever had the unfortunate problem of having to deal with an injury to either one of your hands playing the game?
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever had a hand injury, other than like maybe, you know, throwing and hitting your hand while you're throwing the ball on the lineman's helmet. But other than that, I think I've been pretty fortunate.
No risks, nothing.
No.
First one.
Well, how long did it take you to get that to get it out of your head? And I don't know if you're able to. Did you sleep after something like that? Was it easy to sleep if it's a bad trip? Or, you know, when you walk through the last few minutes of the game, how long does it take you to get about it?
I mean, it's part of this league. You know, you watch the film, evaluate, and you got to move on. Can't hang on to the good. Can't hang on to the bad. Like I said, you know, I said this I think a couple times. Got to find a happy medium. And there's gonna be good. There's gonna be bad. And level playing, and you know, and roll with it. It's just a unfortunate thing that happens. My eyes got caught up. I was trying to read the defense and thought we were gonna have a big play, and happens. It's football, you know. Like I said, it sucks to happen in that moment rather than, you know, play 20 of the game. I mean, it's just one of those things. And, you know, but we still fought really hard. I thought we played a very good game against number one overall ranked defense and very good team and a tough place to play. I mean, I was proud of the guys.
Experience the good and the bad in one game like that, like a tale of two halves, where, boy, the first half you guys were a machine, you know, those first couple drives, and then, you know, things changed a little bit, and it was hard to get momentum back. Have you ever experienced a game like that, roller coaster wise?
But yeah, I mean, I've had a couple of those games in college, you know, where you feel like you got all the momentum, and then one little thing happens, and it kind of swings it back, and it just goes back and forth, and then late in the game, it might go all the way to them, and you're trying to fight to get it back. And so, yeah, I've definitely been in those games. You know, we had a chance to win. I mean, you know, we knew at some point, I mean, their defense was going to, you know, step up a little bit more and play a little bit better, and we just knew we had to match that. But, you know, when it came down to it, they made more plays than what we did. So, and you know, a lot of that I said is my fault when it comes to the snap. So,
a guy like Wade Phillips kind of believes in his, he does what he does. And you guys made him do something differently. I mean, he had to adjust. So, I mean, you can take something from that. But that adjustment that they made was pretty significant, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, they did a good job of you know, stopping the run in the second half. You know, the first half, I mean, early we pounded the ball and had some big pass plays. And then in the second half, we just, for whatever reason, just struggled a little bit. And but like I said, they're the number one ranked defense in every category for a reason. I mean, those guys, I mean, they can play. They got Pro Bowlers all over the field. And, you know, but I was proud of the way the guys fought. I mean, we never gave up. It was never a doubt in anybody's mind. I felt like, I mean, everybody was zoned in and was ready to go.
AJ, there's been so much talk this year about peaking at the right time. How important is it for you guys to just kind of compose yourselves here in week 17 and kind of get that role going into the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I mean, it's just like, you know, when it comes to the MLB and you catch your the team, the baseball team that catches, you know, the momentum at the very end, usually rides that hot streak all the way into deep into the playoffs. So, yeah, it's big for us to, you know, get a win this week and start that momentum into the, you know, the first round of the playoffs.
Was there any sense of, you know, letdown with a chance there to clinch that first round bye? And it seems there's so much emphasis to get that first round bye. Is that taking anything away from winning the North title and taking anything away confidence-wise heading into week 17?
No. I mean, because there's still a chance to get a bye this week. So, you know, all we can do is control what we can and go out, play our game, win the game, and then, you know, whatever happens in the rest of the games, it happens. So, and we're not doubting anything or worried about anything. We're going to go out this Sunday and play football like we always do and, you know, try to get a win.
Is the sense that you're going to go all out in this one and put some pressure on Denver? Do what you have to do to win this game?
I mean, I don't. Like, what do you mean? As in, like, go all out?
Treat it like you have to win to get something instead of just sitting on that, you know, third seed.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're going to treat it like every Sunday. I mean, I don't think it's anything different. I think, you know, we're still going to have a. Prepare the same way. We're still going to have a big game plan like we always do and go out and win the game. And then, like I said, whatever happens in the other games, it happens. I mean, we can't worry about that. We got to take care of our business, control what we can control, and then go from there.
Repetition breeds comfort level in anything you do. You know, you had a lot of reps, successful ones at the college level. Now, in a short window, you've had a lot of reps against Pittsburgh's multiple looks.
Mm-hmm.
Denver doing a lot of multiple looks. How far along are you now? How different a quarterback are you going to the Baltimore game than you were when you came off the bench against Pittsburgh?
Well, I think I mean a huge difference. You know, talking to Zamp, I think just from, you know, coming in from the Pitt game and then being in the San Fran game and then, you know, how I started out, especially against Denver. I mean, I felt like we were throwing it all over them, and I mean, we were really, you know, taking advantage of a lot of things and capitalizing on them. And so I feel, I mean, and I said this, you know, from the beginning, me and you've talked about it, it's all about reps. And the more reps I get, the more comfortable I am, and the more chemistry we create as an offense. And, you know, it felt good on Monday, and you know, hopefully it just keeps getting better and better.
Feel like you're really in the field then? I mean, you've seen the field really well?
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel like I'm having any problems. Felt like I saw the field good, you know, on Monday, and just keep preparing and keep trying to be better.
It's not from the fact that you've gotten reps. Well, what do you think is the big difference from coming in Pittsburgh to now?
I think just reps. I mean, yeah, just taking reps with the guys and being able to see the looks, you know, every day. That's one thing. Pittsburgh, you don't take. I mean, when I was back up, you don't take any reps at all. So it's kind of difficult when you're not getting any looks other than just film. You still need some live action reps, and so yeah, I think reps is the biggest thing. Yeah, I mean, anytime you can move the chains, it's always big. Keeps drives alive, and I mean, you know, really builds momentum for our team as a whole, and keeps the defense off the field. And you know, we started out really well, especially in the first half, and kind of, you know, fell off a little. I don't know what the total third down stats were, but we, you know, I know we didn't do as well in the second half.
I mean, I think you were very good passing the ball, even in the second half, and put it down. Was that kind of what he would kind of deploy for you, as far as, you know, going with a lot of through receivers and stuff like that?
I don't know. I just kind of read the field and took whatever they gave me. I knew where my matchups were. I knew my reads, and receivers did a great job. Running backs did a great job of catching the ball and making plays. And we were able to convert some big ones when we needed them. And like I said, it's good for our team. It keeps the defense off the field. Keeps time of possession in our hands, and just builds more and more momentum for us as a whole.
Me a signature play for you, you know, having played, just watching you on the 3rd and 16, stick it right on Mo when Von Miller's coming in to put it back on you. You know, if I'm a teammate of yours, I'm like, I'll play with that guy.
Yeah, that was Mo did an excellent job of getting over the backer and getting to that hole, and it was a really good play by him, and Vaughn is good for a reason. So that's my job though, standing there and make the throws and make the plays, you know, when they present themselves, and go from there.
In your first two starts, second half execution hasn't been there as much. Is that more game flow in those two games, or is it something that needs to get better for you guys to hit that next level going into the postseason?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely needs to be better. I mean, we've talked about that, and we just got to come back out and start fast again. You know, we've done especially Monday, did a really good job of starting fast and making big plays at the beginning. We just got to do more of that in the second half. That's the biggest thing. We just got to come out and start faster. And
is that the attacking mindset? Is it just you feel like it slacks off a little just because you guys start so fast? What happens there? What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Right now, I mean, we're just preparing and trying to, you know, build on it. Really, I don't know what it is. Joking around, it could have been the 10-degree drop on of Monday, but no. Right now we're just working. We just know as a group we got to come out and start faster and play better in the second half.
1 minute.
Those third down throws that you were making in the first half, tight windows. I mean, you're putting it where your receiver is the only guy that has an opportunity to make a play on the football, and you were frustrating some Pro Bowl cornerbacks with your accuracy. That had to make you feel pretty good, give you a little confidence after that.
Yeah, I felt good, especially I felt like I was able to put the ball where I wanted to. And when you do that against good corners, especially the ones they have, it really gets into their head, you know. Especially when they know how good they are, and I usually make that play. I usually pick that ball off, and he's putting it into place. So, yeah, it builds confidence for yourself. I think it builds confidence for your receivers, especially because they know, you know, I get my right depth, I get to my right spot, and this is where the ball is going to be. And it just keeps building more and more chemistry and trust between everybody. And, like I said, and, you know, converting big third downs is huge for us as an offense. So,
going back to your wrist, is it not a concern because it's not your throwing hand, or is it you're not feeling it?
No, I mean, I'm just taking it day by day, doing what the trainers are telling me to do, and, hopefully be ready to go Sunday.
Something you feel like you mentally have to get past?
I don't know. I mean, I got to wait till we're in full speed practice. I mean, you know, I feel like I'm a pretty mentally tough guy, so, I've played through a lot of injuries, so I think I'll be fine.